the Obamaconomy. The president goes solo with his economic plans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. President Obama's basically told Congress he doesn't need it. He filled top slots at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the National Labor Relations Board without congressional approval yesterday. And now he's planning to use executive orders to push through parts of his jobs plan. David Gura has more.
President Obama said that when Congress refuses to act, he has an obligation to do what he can without them. But that may be easier said than done. Sarah Binder teaches political science at George Washington University.
Without Congress's help, it's very difficult for the administration to make a dent on the economy.
Even through recess appointments. The president continues to use executive orders to push through parts of his jobs bill. Today, the White House will announce a new summer jobs program. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis told reporters these executive orders work.
We can't afford to not move on very important issues that affect working class people, and particularly working Americans right now that are struggling.
But Binder says while each initiative may have a narrow impact,
it's hard to see a large-scale economic benefit in terms of turning the economy around.
Their primary purpose, she says, is political. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Overseas markets are mostly down on worries about European banks. Germany's DAX is off 0.8%. European Union officials are meeting in Brussels today to discuss an oil embargo against Iran. That in reaction to the country's growing nuclear program. Oil is a bit cheaper this morning, $102 a barrel. U.S. markets made modest gains yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 0.1% to close at 12,418. Shares of Eastman Kodak tumbled yesterday on rumors that the photo giant might file for bankruptcy. Today, all signs point to Kodak eventually filing for Chapter 11. Marketplace's Eve Tro joins us now live in the studio to talk about this. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So, Eve, tell us what a Kodak bankruptcy filing might look like.
Well, the company has not confirmed that it is filing for bankruptcy. It seems to be playing things both ways at the moment. Hmm. On one hand, it's trying to sell off assets and raise money to stay out of bankruptcy court, but it's also making preparations to file for Chapter 11, at least according to the Wall Street Journal this morning. And the paper didn't name any sources from Kodak, and a company spokesman said Kodak, quote, does not comment on market rumor or speculation.
Well, Eve, even when companies file for bankruptcy, many end up staying in business. Some recover, like General Motors. What could happen here?
So a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing is a company saying, listen, we're in dire straits, but we think we can turn the ship around. And if the bankruptcy courts agree, then Kodak can keep paying its bills and doing what it's been trying to do anyway, namely get back in the black. And what changes is who decides how to do that. A committee of creditors becomes the board of directors, essentially. Mark Kaufman is an analyst at Rafferty Capital. He says bankruptcy helps struggling companies like Kodak also get loans to stay afloat.
Having that basically puts off the issue of a fire sale when you're not dealing with a situation that the money's needed immediately, you know, once you have your loan. It's an auction.
Now, the bankruptcy court would auction off Kodak's assets, most importantly, a huge set of patents. And whether Kodak's solvent or not will likely depend on how much those patents fetch from the bidders.
Our own Eve Tro here in Los Angeles. Thank you, Eve.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
In spite of the fee kerfuffle last year, Netflix is apparently doing okay. The online video streaming company saw shares climb 11% yesterday after announcing that in the last 3 months of last year, people watched 2 billion hours of TV and movies on Netflix. The European Union could soon begin cracking down on how online companies use personal data. Europeans are increasingly worried about the kinds of information Facebook, Google, and others are gathering on us. New proposals are expected from the EU this month, as Christopher Worth reports.
At his apartment in Vienna, Max Schrems tosses down a towering stack of papers on his living room table.
That's like a pile.
It's a printout of all the data Facebook says it's collected on him as a member of the site. Under European law, companies are required to hand over such information upon request. Schrems, who heads the campaign group Europe versus Facebook, got back over 1,200 pages.
My first shock was how much information there was there.
For example, it contains posts Schrems says he deleted years ago. And it even includes the exact location of the computer he logged on from.
Facebook is not disclosing that they do have something like where everyone is tracked down. And under European laws, they have to disclose all that.
Current EU data protection law goes back to 1995, well before companies like Facebook and Google even existed. Now, European lawmakers want to strengthen rules over how data is collected and used. And they're considering steep fines, some as high as 5% of global annual turnover for companies that don't comply. But privacy lawyer Ulrich Berger says there's a question mark over just how far the long arm of European law can reach.
Many of the US-based companies take the position that if they conduct their business from the US, if their servers are based in the US, they are not bound by all the laws of the world.
Facebook told Marketplace it's waiting to see the EU's full proposals before commenting comprehensively. But Johannes Kaspar, a German data protection official who's brought legal action against Facebook, warns that fines aren't the only threat to sites that don't follow European regulations.
They will face the consequences, and I think it wouldn't be good for Facebook. They would lose their reputation.
And he says any company without a reputation for respecting its members' privacy could soon lose members, too. In Vienna, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, we are the 1%. A World Bank economist just revealed a surprising figure. To be part of the world's richest 1%, you only have to earn $34,000 a year. About half of the world's richest people live in the U.S. To be top of the 1% here in this country, you have to pull in about $344,000 a year. 99% or 1%, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your comments to letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The monthly jobs report inspires a lot of predictions, but look no more, because here's a preview.
Our best estimate, that would be on Friday, the government will report very little change from that 8.6 that they reported in November.
I'm Tess Viglin. The forecast on unemployment, courtesy of Gallup. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.